The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Free Fire Radio, right here on Monday, the 30th of June, 7:05 in the morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio, here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, downtown Reading. Your last locally owned, locally operated, better known radio station. I like to throw that in there at the beginning of the week. So good morning, everybody. Thanks for being with us. Thanks for waking up with us. Or thanks for being with us while you're getting ready to go to work and listening to us on your way to work and then sneaking in those earbuds so you can listen to us while you're working and find out what's going on in our world. It is, like I said, the last day of June. And 7:06 in the morning now, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring Compassion Community, Shasta Regional Medical Center, of course. And David's with me. Good morning, David.
Good morning. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday. Monday. Well, you know, I've noticed that most of the staff comes in on Mondays to rest up. Yeah, their weekends are so big. Like Sue comes in and she doesn't use anything. She goes in and she lays down on her couch and, you know, sips some coffee and, you know, gets a nap. Nah, really. usually she's out of here by now. I'm not sure what happened. I mean, it's like, hi Carl, hi Dave, boom. Yeah, you know what? Do you go home and fix breakfast for your hubby? Is that what you do? Oh, you know, it probably is. And that's sweet. Linda goes, I thought you were up this morning. And I went, She goes, oh, I thought you were up. I went, And she goes, and so, I mean, then I was, you know, I flew through the shower and getting dressed. She says, I can make some eggs for you. And I went, I am so far behind this morning. That. Just give me a power drink. Give me a power drink.
KCNR.
And we'll go. You're on the air. So, okay. I guess you'd kind of like to know what today's weather's going to be. Sunny and hot with a high near 101 today. Now, get this. A 20% chance of showers. A 20% chance of showers. You're holding that thing upside down. It's kind of hard to read. Sean. Wait a minute, Sean. Let me do the weather. Can you hang on? I hope. Chance of showers today. 20% chance of showers tonight. I mean, that's tonight. And Tuesday, a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms after 11 a.m. What? With a high near 102, and more chances of rain on Tuesday night with a low around 75. Wednesday, sunny and not and hot with a high near 103. And Wednesday, Thursday, it's in the 90s. And on July 4th, Independence Day, a high of only 93 and a low of 57. It's going to be in the 90s through the weekend. So they're saying tonight a 20% chance of showers, and Tuesday, a 20% chance of showers. Wow. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson. Shasta Gas Propane, family-owned, family-operated, veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. But it's much more than that. It's 30 years in the business. It's three generations of the Kenny family running that business. It's the amount of people that they have helped over the years. The fact that they've won awards for hiring veterans. Yeah. Shasta Gas Propane, it's a business we can all be proud of and people that you want to do business with. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. John, good morning.
Good morning.
What's up?
I just wanted to say thank you for the tickets to The Wedding Singer. My wife and I really enjoyed it. We'd never been to a theater to watch a show like that, and it was fantastic.
Well, you know, we saw you Friday night. And have you ever been in the Cascade before?
No, that was the first.
Wow. Wasn't it an enjoyable couple hours?
I was thoroughly impressed. We were very entertained. I definitely appreciated the 90s humor. I mean,
yeah.
It was like pre-woke.
Yeah.
Fantastic actors. I honestly didn't expect much for being, you know, Reading, but no, that was really great.
Well, you know, here's something you need to do. You know, I know you listen to us all the time. Is we give out tickets to many of the productions around here, and one of the things I was kind of like you at first in the sense of, well, it's local theater, but we have such talented people in this town. You see this kind of performances in, you know, two or three different theaters we have going around here. So I would recommend to people if you haven't been to one of these places, go see it. You're going to be pleasantly surprised by how good they are.
Yeah, it was way better than I thought. We'll definitely be going to more of them. And then I just want to give a shout out to Sue. You usually start my day with her. She's my number one on the radio.
Okay, wait. She couldn't hear that, so I'll just repeat that. This is Sean saying you're his number one on the radio. He starts his day out with you. Yeah, yeah. She said, thank you. So, Abel,
have a good Monday, Carl.
You bet. Thanks for listening, and yeah, thanks for the phone call. We always appreciate that. Okay. Yeah, I mean, that leads me to The Wedding Singer, which Blake Fisher was in here Thursday, the female lead, who was, oh gosh, I'll come up with her name here in a couple of minutes. But what a pleasant, what a great production that was. I would, you know, when I saw that, it was kind of one of those things that you, her name was, Lindy Zanrot. Yeah, and she played the other lead, the girl, or the female lead in this. But what a good production this was. John Truitt was the director. And, you know, it's one thing to have people in here that, you know, okay, we know Blake's pretty, you know, we know Blake's good. But I don't think I've ever seen Blake in anything where he was the lead. And that show revolved around him and Lindy. But he carried, it's not fair to say he carried the show because he was surrounded by really, really good actors and singers. But he was the focal point because, you know, the movie and the play was about Robbie, who was in love, is going to get married, and the girl leaves him at the altar. And then what happens after that? But the music was good. The production was great. It was just really a good show. It flew through because it was a quick and songs and dancing and, like Sean said, it was like set in the 90s. It's like you had 90s kind of humor, which is kind of interesting. All in all, it was a great show. I'm so glad we went to see it. And let me tell you, Blake Fisher, I'm thinking that Reading could be too small for him. Not that he, you know, in the sense of theater. We've had a lot of interaction with Blake. You know, he comes here and hosts for us. And we've seen him, you know, and other things he's done around town. Everything from being an intern in Washington, D.C., and back here with Viva Downtown. But he kind of looks like the one you see in a production in college or something, and you say, wow, you know, I bet that person could go on. Now, you know, maybe Blake just wants to be here and stay here in Reading because he loves Reading. But he's ready. In my opinion, is worth exactly what you pay for it. Like a little cup of warm spit. However, I really think, you know, if he could find the right vehicle, he'd take off. Just my opinion. And Lindy, oh my gosh, she, has got a wonderful voice and a great actress. And she was, There's, you know, songs for her. Now, so she was getting married in the Wedding Singer, if you ever saw the movie, which I never did, which is probably good. Then to see, and then you see the play, so it's just, or the, you know, the musical. But she was really good too, and the supporting cast, you know, a lot of them play different parts, you know, and, you know, that they'll be the bride, and they come back in later, they're like the concierge or something, and so they were all in character, all dancing, all smiling.
Carl. I heard that,
yes,
she had to kiss Blake.
She did. Okay. No. It was, yeah. It's, she kissed Blake. I'm,
acting in theater.
Acting in theater. Yes. Well, Linda had to kiss a friend of ours during a movie that they were making. Short, you know, one of the local movies for the film festival. And she said he smokes. Well, I knew I was saying something. So, no. If you didn't see it, I'm sorry. It's over now. But it was really entertaining. And I would recommend if you have something that Blake's going to be in, or Lindy, and she's on her way to UC Irvine, so we're not going to see her after the summer anyway. And she's going down there for theater. I would take a chance on that one. All right, let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
I'm Jack Potter, Jr., Tribal Chairman for Redding Rancheria. We've proudly partnered with the Redding Rodeo Association for Native American Appreciation Night. As you know, our roots and hearts are here in this community and are proud of this partnership. From grants to help local businesses and government, to making health care available to so many, to our own community events like the Stillwater Powwow that happens right here on this same land. Redding Rancheria is proud to play our part.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit SimpsonU.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Every year, over 200,000 cases of elder abuse are reported in California. It's estimated that out of every reported case, 24 remain unknown. Learn the signs, and if you suspect abuse and neglect or self-neglect, physical, mental, sexual, and financial abuse in a facility or in a home, visit ombudsman.org for more information. No abuse, report abuse. Brought to you by PSA2 Area Agency on Aging, Long-Term Care Ombudsman.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Oxum, Ecuadorian Sumatra wrapper, Connecticut broadleaf binder, Nicaraguan filler, and ultimately a masterpiece cigar from the A.J. Fernandez factory. Complexity defines this stick. Notes of black pepper, cocoa, hickory, and nutmeg. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. 7:20 in the morning here on the last day of June, the 30th of June. And on the phone is Anne Marie with our community calendar, brought to you by Siskiyou Insurance Services, located at 857 Mistletoe Lane, right here in Reading. And the phone number is 530-224-2345. Good morning, Anne Marie.
Good Monday morning, everyone. The final day in June.
Yes. You know, unlike February, which, of course, everybody knows lasted for 6 weeks, June has just blown through.
I agree. I totally concur with that assessment.
Okay, I know. I took you off your script. Let's go.
Oh. Well, today, June 30th, is Social Media Day and National Meteor Watch Day.
Wait a minute. Okay. National what?
Meteor.
Meteor. Like, oh, Meteor Space. Watch.
Meteor.
Got it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, cool.
I know, that's kind of what I said, too.
Got it.
Well, I was able to check out the Discover Steampunk exhibit at Turtle Bay in Reading. It's actually a cool exhibit. There's lots to see, and parts of it is interactive, so hands-on. I enjoyed this stuff on time travel. Very fascinating. And there is even a picture backdrop where you could do a selfie or a group photo. If you enjoy Jules Verne or H.G. Wells, you will love this exhibit. We saw folks of all ages enjoying it. This is free for Turtle Bay members and included in paid park admission. Discover Steampunk, a fantastical hands-on adventure, is running through September 1st. Turtle Bay Exploration Park is located at 844 Sundial Bridge Drive in Reading. And don't forget, the Wings of Summer Butterfly House is open at Turtle Bay. The event will run through August 10th with lots of butterflies available for viewing. This exhibit is free for Turtle Bay members and included in paid park admission. You may want to purchase a butterfly feeding stick. We did, and it was so much fun having the butterflies land on it. That's $2 for the feeding stick. More information can be found at turtlebay.org. Have you heard about lunch at the library? Shasta Public Libraries will be hosting a lunch for children at the Reading Library today, 11:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. This ongoing event runs Monday through Friday till August 1st for kids 18 and under. The Reading Library is located at 1100 Parkview Avenue. For additional information, call 530-245-7250. This is part of the California Lunch at the Library program. Now, please note, all library branches will be closed on July 4th. On Tuesday, look for the Veterans Connect program at the Reading Library from 10 a.m. to 12 noon. This is a great opportunity for California veterans and their families to learn more about local resources, programs, and benefits they have earned through their military service. Just a heads up, the Wednesday night concert series in Anderson and the Friday night concert series in the city of Shasta Lake, the concerts will run next week at their regular scheduled day and time. So not this week, but next week due to the July 4th holiday. Okay, on July 3rd, look for the annual Anderson Explodes event to take place at the Shasta District Fairgrounds, located at 1890 Brick Street in Anderson. Festivities kick off at 5 p.m. The concert will start at 7:30 p.m., and the fireworks will follow the concert and begin around 10 p.m. The theme for this year's event is Light Up Anderson. Admission to the event is free. parking fee is $5, with a portion going to Anderson High School, Future Farmers of America. For more information, visit AndersonExplodes.org. And again, that is July 3rd that event will be taking place. Okay, how about starting your July 4th off bright and early with the Firecracker 5K Run at Turtle Bay starting at 8 a.m. with an opening ceremony which will include our Pledge of Allegiance and the Star Spangled Banner. Wear your red, white, and blue and join in on the Signorama 5Cracker 5K. For more information, go to ReadingFirecracker5K.com. On July 4th, look for the annual Freedom Festival to take place at the Reading Civic Auditorium grounds, 700 Auditorium Drive. Start time for the event, 5 p.m. with food vendors on site. The concert will start at 7 p.m. and fireworks is scheduled for 10 p.m. This event is free to attend. If you are planning to attend, you want to make sure you are there no later than 9 p.m. Drones will not be allowed during the show. There will be a 4th of July viewing party at the Sheraton Reading Hotel at the Sundial Bridge at 820 Sundial Bridge Drive. This event features food, drinks, games, and, of course, spectacular fireworks viewing. The party starts at 6:30 p.m. with food service at 7 p.m. and 9 p.m., or 7 p.m. through 9 p.m., I should say, and fireworks are scheduled to begin at 10 p.m. Adult tickets are $75, kids 4 to 12 are $35, and kids 3 and under are free. For more information, call 530-319-3456. And here are some more Independence Day celebrations and events happening, including the Mount Shasta 4th of July Street Fair and Festival, which will take place July 3rd through July 6th. There will be live music, a parade, and lots of fun activities, including fireworks over the lake at dusk on Friday, July 4th. More information at mtshasta.com. The 70th celebration of the Bernie Basin Days will take place July 3rd through July 6th with tons of activities scheduled this Thursday through Sunday, and you can find a complete list of the events at berniechamber.com. And finally, the Weaverville Lions Club will be hosting a plethora of 4th of July activities starting Thursday, July 3rd and running through Sunday, July 6th. For a complete list and more details, visit Weaverville Lions Club on Facebook. And that is just a quick sample of events happening this week. I'm Anne Marie with your community calendar. Till next time, everyone, and happy Independence Day.
Wow. A lot of things going on. Are you going to? I know you said you're going to go over to Turtle Bay, or you went to Turtle Bay. What about the? Are you going to try and hit one of the big fireworks things displays?
Well, actually, on Independence Day, the 4th of July, I do stay home with my pet. It's a wee bit much for them, so the actual day of, I stay home.
Okay.
Yeah, I've been hitting a lot of events over at Turtle Bay. I'm really trying to get as many in this year.
Well, the butterfly garden is so cool.
I did that a week and a half ago.
It's so cool. I mean, buy one of the cotton swabs there or the cotton or the feeding sticks, and they just come right up and just, slurp away at it. So, anyway.
I had a butterfly that kept landing in my hair.
That's cool. Well, you got big hair.
I live in a different decade.
Okay, Anne-Marie, thank you so much.
Have a great week, everyone.
You bet. Okay, our community calendar is brought to you by our friends over at Siskiyou Insurance. And if you're looking for car, personal insurance, homeowners, life, and more, to find out about your insurance, and they're there to answer your questions and to help you out. And they've been around a very long time also, in the mid-90s, located at 857 Mistletoe Lane right here in Reading. And you can reach them at 530-224-2345. And we'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Need help with your health insurance? We've got you covered. At Shasta Community Health Center, we offer this free service to our community. Our enrollment counselors can assist you with new applications, renewals, troubleshooting, and answering your questions about covered California plans or Medi-Cal, also known as Medicaid or Partnership Health Plan. We're here to help you make the best choice for you and your family. Call our outreach and enrollment team at 530-229-5117 to get help today. Shasta Community Health Center, because SCHC cares.
This season, Hunter Roofing is stepping up to the plate. As proud sponsors of Colt 45's baseball, we're cheering on every home run and keeping your home protected. From storm repairs to full replacements, trust the pros who bring quality to every job. Hunter Roofing, where quality meets the sky. Support local, keep your home in winning shape, and root for the Colt 45s. Visit hunterroofing.org today.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
This summer, stack the deck in your favor with a night of music, laughter, and Broadway magic with the Shasta College summer musical comedy, Guys and Dolls. Be enthralled by the talents of over 30 singers and actors as they bring this Tony Award-winning classic to life with unforgettable songs, dazzling dancing, and fast-paced fun the whole family will enjoy. Evening performances run July 18th through the 26th, with two matinees on July 20th and 27th, and a special ASL show on July 24th at the Shasta College Theater in Reading. Tickets are $20 for general admission, $15 for seniors, and just $5 for students. Reserve your seats now at shastacollege.edu/artsevents. Have some cool family fun this summer with the classic and affordable live orchestra musical, Guys and Dolls. Get your tickets today. See you at the show.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and I could hear it just go off.
It didn't go on the air. It's just for what we heard.
Oh.
But now we're on the air talking about it.
Streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Live radio. It's like a train that leaves the station, my friends. Once that train leaves the station, and there's no coming back. And once it's rolling down that track, we just keep going. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Jeff Wurst and Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Nobody knows more about repairing windshields than the windshield whisperer himself, Jeff Wurst. Been at it for around 30 years. Takes your vehicle into a climate-controlled area where he then puts on this magic sealer that he has, And whether it's a chip or a crack up to 2 feet in length, it fixes it, and he guarantees his work for life. Can't see it afterwards. Very difficult to see. I guess you could say, well, there's a little spot right there. Yeah, but that used to be a big crack. So that's the kind of work he does. And don't take chances. You get a chip in your windshield. Why don't you bring your vehicle down, car, truck, SUV, or RV, down to 3208 South Market Street and get a free inspection and analysis. Give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373 if you need an appointment, and he'll take care of you. You're in and out, and gosh, well, I guess depending on what it is, but a bad chip we had in Linda's, bad chip. One of those star chips that you just know is going to go in 12 directions. I think it took him like 40 minutes, 45 minutes to fix that. So you can sit in there and read the magazines or wander up and down the street if you want. Go over to Sweetie's, have a coffee. But Jeff Wirtz, Crackmaster Windshield Repair, 3208 South Market Street, or give him a call, 530-241-8373. Locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business. Cool. All right, what did you do this weekend?
Baseball. Oh. Colt 45's baseball.
Were you producing?
Producing.
Oh, okay. What happened to Phil?
Phil did Friday night, and then I did Saturday, Sunday.
Okay. And
we lost Friday.
Y'all probably don't know Phil, because Phil works nights in baseball. But he's another one of our producers that rolled in here one of these days. You know, he's just like, you know, he shows up when he's supposed to, does a great job, goes home. And is also employed other places too. So, and the funny thing I find, not the funny thing, but interesting, is that guys get full time jobs, and they still work here.
Oh yeah,
because they like working.
Oh yeah,
coming to see what's going on.
You'll have to fire me if I'm going to leave.
No, you're not going to.
I love it here.
Won't be fired. In fact, I want you to be able to train your daughter to take your place.
There you go. I like it. Let's go with that. I like that.
Let's go with that. Yeah, the only way you're leaving is after you train your daughter.
Nice.
Okay. Awesome. Yeah, the Colt 45s lost Friday. But that's the first loss of the season, isn't it?
The second. But they took Saturday.
Then they swept Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah.
They've only lost two games this season.
Yeah. And once they figure out a team.
Oh my gosh! And then they dropped the hammers on them.
Yeah.
Our kids can hit.
Yeah.
And
the other thing is Alameda anchors are not geared for the heat, whereas we've been training in the heat, we've been playing in the heat.
They start wearing
Alameda
out.
Guys come up here and they can't hang. Yeah.
Okay, now, 4th of July, Friday, you can hang out there at the Colt 45's baseball. Okay, so you go to the game.
At 6.
At 6. The game's going to be early. It's going to be an hour early. They're going to play the game, and when the game is over, the stadium is going to be open. You can bring your blankies with you and your chairs and go out and sit in the outfield or stay in the stands if you want to, I guess, and watch Liberty explode at the Sundial Bridge. You're right there. You're almost like underneath it. It's some of the greatest seats you're ever going to have. And then afterwards, you get into your car in the parking lot there where you park for the game, and you drive home. No thousands of cars out there. And you're in and out. Now, if you can come just for that, but I think it costs, what, $5 or something like that? You know, to go out there and sit in the field. But if you've already gone to the game, you just stay. Same price. Did I get that right?
Yep.
We'll check on that for sure. But I think that's what happens. I don't even know how much. But it's a great place to observe the 4th. And so it's a, you know, baseball, apple pie, motherhood, fireworks. I don't know if they have apple pie there. Yeah, we'll see. Okay. It's a great event. It's a great way to spend the 4th of July. Okay, let's see what else we have. Oh, okay. Saw F1. Did I already talk about this?
No, you
didn't talk
not.
About this. Saw F1 yesterday. And it stars Brad Pitt and other people. Well, you know, that you've seen, but
their names aren't as big as Brad Pitt. He plays Brad Pitt when he plays kind of like himself, and he doesn't have to really get out there and over emote and all these, like he did in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. He was kind of playing like Brad Pitt, like that's who he is. Kind of John Wayne used to play John Wayne. He was really good at it. It's a story about a race car driver, but he's not your typical race car driver, and it explains it during the show, during the movie. But it has extremely good racing scenes in it. I mean, like, put you right in the cockpit of one of these F1s, you know, the ones that are doing like 215 miles an hour down the straightaway. Probably do the same thing in NASCAR when you're doing like, what, 180, 190? So, all you NASCAR people out there go, ah, they're doing 200! Ah! You know, but it was an enjoyable movie. It was exciting. Linda just had a great time watching, because she loves to drive and drive fast. So this kind of thing is, you know, we go out and take these little go-karts. Do not race with Linda. Linda really truly believes rubbing is racing, and she will cut you off, and she will bump you if you're not going fast enough so she can get around you. So.
Sacramento driver, right? Is that where she learned?
Oh, no. I mean, she learned. I'm not sure where she learned. She may have learned. I tell you what, she probably learned in Rome, because in Rome, or even worse, in Napoli, in Naples, they drive like crazy people. You never know what they're going to do in Naples. They will come up, and you don't even have to look at the light when you pull up to a light, because when that light changes, that person behind you immediately honks. So you say, yeah, I'm gonna run through there. No, you look both ways, because the buses ignore those lights. If they're coming down, they'll stop, and they're right, we'll stop. There'll be a three lanes, there'll be five lanes of cars at a three lane in three lanes. And then everybody takes off, and it becomes the Medusa knot in the middle of the intersection. The only way you get it is with dynamite. I was the only non-Italian that was not in a car wreck of our whole group in NATO.
Oh, wow.
And there was like 10 or 12 people. I was the only one who was not in a car wreck. It's because after like the first 3 or 4 days, I learned, don't care. Don't look at it. Don't ever make eye contact with anybody, and just keep moving and have good brakes.
We got it good here in Reading, the traffic.
Oh,
we got it really good.
Oh, you know what? I've turned into a Reading person. You know what, people? When I moved here, I couldn't figure out why y'all were so upset about it. They have the light there. You know, you had to wait. I've gotten to now that when I'm pulling out of my, off my road and to get on the Placer, if I have to wait, like, 20 seconds. I am there, you know, tapping my steering wheel. I'm looking. I'm thinking, I think I can push my way in here. You know what I mean? But Reading drivers are also very polite. Hello, Nick. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Carl. I got two things I want to bring to your attention.
Well, wait a minute. Are these personal things or are these just things?
This is stuff, man. Stuff.
Okay. All right.
One is, you know, the 1 cent sales tax, they have turned in their signatures to the county, and the county has 30 days to accept them, which I'm sure they will.
Yeah, they got a lot of them. They got a lot of signatures.
And then the supervisors have, I don't know, give or take 100 days to announce a election date. And the suspicions is it'll probably be this November 5th.
Well, that would make sense.
Okay, the thing is, it will be the only thing on the ballot, and
yes,
unless something else gets added to it, it's a special election.
Yeah, it is.
This is going to be the perfect opportunity for Clint Curtis to demonstrate his voting system. What a good opportunity for him, because otherwise he wouldn't be able to demonstrate it until he's running for ROV himself against Joanna Francesca.
You know, I've heard that before, what you said. Maybe you and I talked about it. I'm not sure. But it's You got to turn me down a little bit here, buddy. I'm getting real hot here. Okay. Okay. No, I think you're right. Because this thing with the, and it gives them a chance to start on something that's small. To see, and to get out the, bugs, if there's any bugs in it, which I'm sure there will be. But his whole thing is film, or having cameras everywhere. So you can watch the whole process from start to finish.
And if you want to contest it, you got the time, you can count the ballots yourself.
There you go. Well, we'll see what, you know what? Everybody wants to feel like their ballots count, that your vote counts, that something else hasn't come in there and had anything to do with it. And so now we've gotten it down since we can, and since we're never going to do the, unless the law changes, we're never going to do the one ballot hand counting thing. But, you know, anything you can do to assuage fears of people that, oh my, you know, there's something going on here. You know, they may not like the process to get there, but let's see what happens in November when he runs the system.
Well, I suspect there won't be any bugs. He'll have them worked out. And I just want to know we have honest elections. That's all I care about is honest elections, win, lose, or draw. Now, the second thing I want to bring to your attention is Shasta Annan came out with a new video about the Reading Record Searchlight. It's history and everything. It's very interesting. All you got to do is go to ShastaAnnon.com, and you can listen to it.
It's anonymous.
So what?
Well,
you can check.
If you're proud of your work, why don't you put your name on it?
Well, perhaps that, you know, there's a lot of people that I talk to that won't put their name out there because it will affect their business. I have to be apolitical is what they say, meaning if they pick sides, they're going to lose some business. And,
well, I understand,
you know,
but this Shasta, and I do look at it, and I always question, how do they get all those photos from back when somebody's a kid? How do they get those? Do they get into their Facebook pages, or how do they do that?
You know, they didn't consult me how to do those things, so I don't know how they get them either.
Well, I mean, I can understand you can go back and do a deep dive into somebody's past, right? I understand that, because most, you know, you can find almost anything on the Internet. But how do you get photos when they were kids?
Your guess is as good as
no,
mine.
But there's something, how do you do that? I mean, is it because they've got them online someplace and they've hacked into them?
Their,
or is
their
it,
parents, their huh? parents' social media?
Their parents' social media, maybe, or, yeah, I mean, okay, so you went to whatever elementary school you go to, and I'm way past the break, but I don't care because I'm talking. So, Nick, you went to elementary school where? Do you remember?
Rother.
Okay. Did they take a photo of you in elementary school like they used to when we were growing up?
Yeah.
Okay. So did they have that published anywhere?
Well, in a yearbook.
Well, do they? And are the yearbooks online?
Well, I don't know. I never looked.
Well, I can tell you my high school yearbooks online because you know that high, you know that website that you know high school or whatever, and they're constantly coming at you to say, oh, want to see photos of you and your friends back when 1965, 6, 7. So they've got it online. So I can imagine that they could go in there if they knew the years and hack, you know, and just buy that. But I was just amazed, not so much by what they said, because, you know, all these things about them, but how they got photos and things like that from their past.
Well, you just answered your question.
Well, no, that I get, you know, I guess the information's out there.
I'm
okay.
If,
I know. Yeah. I have. Is it? What's it on? Shasta Annan. What's that on? Is it a website?
Yes, Shasta Annan. .com, and you can find videos on a lot of people there.
Okay.
So, have a great day.
You too, Nick. All right, we got to take a break, and we'll be right back.
You may be right. I may be crazy.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go. And come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Every year, over 200,000 cases of elder abuse are reported in California. It's estimated that out of every reported case, 24 remain unknown. Learn the signs, and if you suspect abuse and neglect or self-neglect, physical, mental, sexual, and financial abuse in a facility or in a home, visit ombudsman.org for more information. No abuse, report abuse. Brought to you by PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging, Long-Term Care Ombudsman.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. This portion of the show brought to you by Foreman's Jewelry, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. Watch repairmen, stone cutters, jewelry designers, fabulous displays of jewelry. Everything from old pawn to estate, a lot of Native American turquoise, then of course your regular watches and brooches and all those things. At Four Winds Jewelry, at very fair prices. Good people down there. Been in the business 30 years, locally owned, locally operated. Been voted best in the North State for 3 years in a row. Yeah, that's right. It's because they are really good people down there. The only place that we would ever shop for jewelry is at Four Winds Jewelry. They're open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Reading. Okay, so come on in here, Patrick. During the break, we were talking about a variety of things, and it reminded me of what happened when I was in Key West. And I had friends that lived down there, but I was also there, TAD, temporary additional duty, for like 60 days with my men doing, working with the, special forces group down there. this is where their underwater operations course was. So we worked there. They had submarine lock-in, lock-out. We did a lot of work down there. But one of the things I learned about was, because it was happening around that time, was the Atosha, which was a treasure ship. And if you've not ever seen it, if you've not ever read about it, you need to go out. It's Atosha, A-T-O-C-H-I-A, and Mel Fisher. Just look up Mel Fisher. He's a treasure hunter. And he was based out of the Keys. And he's hunted for treasure in other places, you know, all along, like, the coast, you know, the Carolina coast had a lot of ships. A lot of ships went down in that area out there because they were coming back from Central and South America. They were called treasure ships. They were loaded with stuff. And they'd be coming through, and the hurricanes would sweep them in. And because the reefs and everything got shallow there, it was treacherous out there, and then along the Carolina coast too. Well, Fisher knew he sent somebody over to Spain to go through all the records of the ships. And the big thing is you've got trying to, and the Spanish were extremely good at keeping records of what went on the ships. So if you found something, if you could find the records in Spain, it would tell you what you had and really would make it even more valuable. Well, now, see, this had to be back in the late 70s, early 80s. They found the Atosha.
Oh, my gosh.
And you cannot believe the story. You need to read the book. But it was also tragic. His son and daughter-in-law and another one of his salvage guys was killed. They were on a separate boat out there that sunk, and they were all killed. But the amount of treasure they found...
Now, do they get to keep that, or how does that work?
And see, there's it when they found it, but then the state of Florida came in and said, "Wait a minute, you're in our waters here," and then the feds, "Oh no, wait a minute, you know, you're in our waters here," so it went to court, and but Fisher got to keep a pretty good significant percentage of it. But one of the and they would use these because we were talking about gold mining and using these kind of these dredges that you would stick or the hoses, the yeah. suction hose you stick down in the rivers here that they've outlawed. But that's what they would use, except these were big ones, and would suck it up, suck the sand and everything up, and then would come out and go through a box, a mesh box, in case you got anything. And one guy talked about he hit this one spot in the hose or the big tube there, the big hose, kind of like got jostled, and it was raining emeralds.
Oh my gosh.
Raining emeralds. He had hit an emerald cache that was, it had to have 150, 200 emeralds in it. Large ones. And then finding they were able to identify when they found this gold chain that had like a dolphin on the end of it and a big jewel and things like this. It was, the records were so meticulous. They could identify that one piece of jewelry came from that ship.
Wow.
Oh yeah. And that's how they knew it was the Atosha. But it's a fabulous read, and Mel took a lot of this stuff, and he opened it up while we were there, and it was kind of a museum. And they said, you know, so you get these things, you've been invited, right? Oh, cool, I've been invited. Well, it turns out everybody in Key West had been invited. So I go down there and I have my sports coat on and a tie. Yeah, that's true, in Key West, which is, if you've ever been to Key West, you know that's weird. But we thought this was going to be kind of cool. The line was so long, tie comes off, sports coat comes off, we never made it in there that night.
What?
So, no, it was
like too many people. Huh?
Too many people. But I don't know if it ever brought him happiness. You know, he lost members of his family. He wasn't in great health. But just the search for it, and when they found it, and the different things, and how they did it, how they invented certain things, how they had, you know, for the props turning, and then they took these boards or devices that would go down over the props, which would force the water straight down
and wash it out
and wash it out and wash things out, and how, you know, that they were trying to do the archaeological thing, but I mean, it was just so much of the stuff. I mean, silver in big chunks of silver that kind of had melted together, because silver will do that. And you take it up and you put it in the solutions and it all comes out bright and shiny. I had a piece of the Atosha at one time. Yeah.
Cool.
So anyway, oh, gotta run. We'll be right back after these messages.
KCNR, Chester Redding.
Yeah.
Now the Idaho sheriff calls it a total ambush and says the two firefighters never had a chance. They were responding to a wildfire set by a gunman who began shooting when they and their fellow first responders showed up. Two firefighters died, another seriously injured. Sheriff Robert Norris says the gunman is dead.
He had a cell phone activation that was in the same spot since about 3:16. And that it was in the same area, and we honed in on that cell phone, and we saw that there was a male appeared to be deceased with a weapon nearby.
It happened along a wilderness trail on Canfield Mountain, just north of Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. It's nothing on a possible motive. The dawning of the new day found senators debating President Trump's spending and tax cut bill, the debate extending into the early morning hours, and now senators have reconvened.
Senators have convened for a lengthy voterama, during which lawmakers can offer an unlimited number of amendments that are related to the mammoth proposal. Majority Leader John Thune explains why the bill is important.
We want to get this done so that this country is safer and stronger and more prosperous, not only for today, but for future generations of Americans.
Minority Leader Chuck Schumer accuses Republicans of not being honest.
Republicans are doing something the Senate has never done before, deploying fake math, accounting gimmicks to hide the true cost of the bill.
Senators hope to wrap up debate and vote on the bill Monday afternoon before sending it to the White House by the 4th of July. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
U.S.-Canada trade talks set to resume now that the Canadians have shelved their proposed tax on U.S. tech firms. It was to have taken effect today. Watching Wall Street, the Dow up 153 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. I've been thinking, why does it feel like losing weight is harder than ever before? With mixed messages, fad diets, the quick fix injections, even magic coffee. I mean, it's overwhelming. Most people are exhausted trying to fight a battle they cannot win. If you feel this way, trust me, you're not alone. I used to feel that way too. But let me tell you, it's not your fault. Your body is working against you, and the longer you wait, the harder it gets. Do what I did. I called PhD Weight Loss and Nutrition 3 years ago. I lost 53 pounds. I feel terrific, and I've kept the weight off. Make the phone call that can change your life the way it has changed mine. They won't let you fail. Call 855-696-2020. That's 855-696-2020 to schedule your consultation. The first 11 callers who mentioned the word healthy will get 2 free weeks added to their weight loss package. Call now, 855-696-2020. Mention the keyword healthy to get 2 free weeks. Or visit them at myphdweightloss.com, myphdweightloss.com.
It's dangerously hot across parts of Europe. Forecasters say the heat wave will stick around for a while. Temperature records could be shattered Wednesday before rain brings some cooler temperatures in certain areas later in the week.
Temperatures have pushed above 104 degrees Fahrenheit in parts of Italy, Spain, Greece, and Portugal, and authorities are warning of a risk of wildfires. In Portugal, people are heading to the beach. Manuel Oliveira tells TVI they've been careful with the heat. He says he and his family go to the beach, grab their ice cooler for a bite to eat, and then catch some shade. Temperatures could get up to 107 degrees in Lisbon. I'm Donna Border.
Pakistani officials say nearly a week of heavy monsoon rains and flash flooding killed at least 46 people, injured dozens, as continuing severe weather, similar to past emergencies, remains possible for the rest of the week. News and analysis, townhall.com. Researchers have been debating the supposed age of some really old stones.
In the journal Science, new research has dated rocks on the eastern shore of Hudson Bay, Canada, to be some 4.16 billion years old. Scientists are excited because they got the same age using two different dating methods. The study's author, Jonathan O'Neill of the University of Ottawa, says 20 years ago, scientists tested another section of rock and got an age of 4.3 billion years. But scientists using a different dating method contested that age.
That's not the point. The point is, are we opening a window at a certain time?
I'm Donna Water.
A second tropical storm is churning off the coast of Mexico. There's Tropical Storm Barry off the country's Atlantic coast, and now Tropical Storm Flossie has developed. That storm is along the west coast of Mexico. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda is on assignment this morning doing things that like the security guys coming in to put in a new system. Tomorrow we have the guy that's doing stuff around our house. He's going to be there all day. And plus we have to make a run out to the horse because she's managed to bark her pastern. And so I got to go over and put some stuff on it and put a little Band-Aid on it so she doesn't get infected, because if any horse will get infected, it'll be Odina. Even though that she's showing no pain from it and romping around, but it's flies. Got to find a way to protect it from flies. So, is that enough information? I hope so. Today, the 30th, last day of June, and this month has also gone by very quickly. 8:06 in the morning, the news at the top of the hour, always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Care and Compassion Community. Shasta Regional Medical Center, Davey's here.
Good morning. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday, Daddy Davey. And is there a national day today?
Well, I found it's National Meteor Shower Day.
Oh, yeah, Meteor Shower Day.
But I found something interesting. Okay. So President Lincoln signed the Yosemite Grant Act today, creating the state-controlled park for the public.
A state-controlled park?
Yeah, that's what it says here.
Yosemite?
Yosemite Grant Act.
Huh.
1864.
Wow.
On this day.
Before he signed the Emancipation Proclamation. No. But maybe it was after. Okay. I guess you all would like to know what the weather is. I'd like to know what the weather is. It seems to be changing dramatically here. Except today is going to be triple digits, but it's like 101 with a low around 74. However, a 20% chance of showers. Can you believe that? 20% chance of showers now Tuesday.
I don't believe it.
Another 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms after 11 a.m., mostly sunny and hot with a high near 102. And then again, tomorrow night, or Tuesday night, another chance of showers. New precipitation amounts of less than 1/10 of an inch, unless there's a thunderstorm. Now, Wednesday, 103, so it's going to still be warm with a low around 70. Now, Thursday it starts dropping down, 98 on Thursday, and on Independence Day, 93. So it's going to be a beautiful day. Great day to go see the Colt 45s and stay out there and watch the Freedom Festival. The 3rd is going to be sunny also. So if you want to go down to Anderson for their big extravaganza, you can do both. I think it's free admittance for both of them, admission for both. I know it is on the 4th. And then Saturday is going to be in the 90s, high 90s, as is Sunday, and sunny. And the weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Business, been in the business, family business, been there for like 30 years. Locally owned, locally operated, veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Really good people, the Kenny family down there. Give them a call, 530-365-3793. Okay, this is Open Line. So here's your chance. If you got questions about things being said about the health, what do you think about building a medical school here. Is it possible? I had listened to
Cry and Street.
Chris Street and Cry. For most of the show, I was kind of in and out. But I actually stayed in my truck and listened to part of it about, you know, the, you know, advantages of the, having a medical school here and, you know, all that. But do you have thoughts? I mean, but I've also heard from the other side.
Well, it wasn't Paul DeNuca also.
Paul is very, he's been talking about this for years. And I totally understand the concept. But before we get into that, but this is one of the things we want to talk about. I'm here with Pat Karch. Pat, this weekend, I saw it on Facebook, and I thought, wow, what a great time. So what did you do? There's a bunch of kids with you, or what?
You know, there's so many great opportunities in our area. This is a great place to live. And if you're in the world of Karches, where I am, we have 13 grandchildren. And, you know, you're always looking for something, opportunities.
13?
13, yeah. You know, it's not like we're, you know, I don't know.
You are a prolific group.
Maybe. And they're all a good bunch. And so we went camping up in the Trinity Alps.
Okay, ages. Ages from two.
Well, like from the two youngest? From 2 to 21.
Okay. Okay, 2 to 21.
And they're game to go camping. So we were camping in Lewiston, which is my hometown. I came from Trinity County.
Right.
And our goal this last weekend was to do two things. We went up in search of certain kind of rocks that a lot of these kids.
You're a real rock hound.
Yes. And so we found this spot on the Trinity River south of where I used to live. And we hacked a trail into it. 1.5 hours of using a machete. And we created a trail, and we got down there, and we had two professional miners go with us. And they showed the kids how to pan gold, and then we collected these rocks, and we had lunch, of course. They did fishing, camped out overnight, went to the Lewiston Hotel for dinner.
Whoa.
And we had a big party there.
That's a pretty cool place.
Yeah.
We know the people that are there at the Lewiston. At least the young lady there is a relative of somebody we know.
Right, yeah. And they bought it recently. Now, it was a couple that bought it. She has since passed away, but her daughter has taken charge of that.
Okay.
And so they're open for business, and they do a great job in a historic location.
You know what? The food, how was food? Good.
It was good, yeah.
And the prices are very reasonable.
Very, yeah.
Very reasonable up there. You know, I mean, because you got to bring all that stuff in.
And there was a bunch of us, too, so we brought a big party.
So how was the gold mining?
Okay, so what we did was we were going to teach the kids how to pan for gold, and we had two pro miners join us.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and I appreciate that. Tracy and John, they got there early. So the gold mining, because we had probably 5 or 6 gold pans going at once and people were digging, and I kept a vial in my pocket, and every time somebody would get a gold flake, they would come over to me and we would put it in the vial. And we just.
Did you have those little sucky things to?
We had those, but you know, some of the flakes they were getting were so small that what you do is you just put your dry finger on the flake of gold in the pan and it sticks to it. Then you put it on the vial and turn it over and it comes out.
There you go.
So it was good fun. And then we were looking for, you know, all kinds of crystals like chalcedony and jasper, petrified wood, and quartz, of course, you know. So it was, the kids found a lot of good stuff. It was pretty fun.
Now, see, people, you know, you talk about things to do. And how beautiful it is up here in our area. You go down to Lewiston, there on the Trinity, probably fabulous scenery.
You
camped out over the weekend. Was it a regular campsite or?
We were at the River Oaks campground, which is just up from the hotel. We stayed right down by the water. Joey and Brian and I fished.
Yeah.
I caught a nice 10-inch trout and another smaller one. So that was fun.
And then, so how much gold did you bring back?
Not much. But
not an ounce?
No, nothing like that.
A gram. I don't know. You know, I see these people because I'll see it on YouTube. They go out there and they're just really, look. And then, but they're, it comes down to the fact that they may, you know, they have like 2 grams, which is, I'm not even sure how much a gram
is. Well, you know, one way for people to get into that is to join Shasta Miners Association.
Yeah.
And they have claims throughout the area. And if you join, you can go up to those claims where they know there is gold and you're going to have a much better success rate.
Wouldn't it be something? Of course, like we talked about, you have to get to bedrock. You can get to bedrock.
Mm-hmm. Then you suck the cracks out and
if you
go
can
through that.
Yeah, if you can do that, but you can't use a suction.
No,
you can't use
a dredge.
A dredge anymore.
No. Yeah, but you can use a turkey baster and get in there.
Yeah,
you can. You know.
Well, no, I mean, you know, it's, right. So it gets plugged up because you've got a 1 ounce nugget, which you think 1 ounce, you know, how much is that? Well, that's a decent size.
Yes, it is.
And so you get one of those. And you just made $3,000.
You know, another thing that people can get linked up with is the Shasta Gem and Mineral Society. If you love to get into rocks, okay, and they meet once a month across from Kent's Meats down there on Airport Road.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I took two of my grandsons down there, and they learned probably the most valuable lesson that any American can learn in their lifetime, the raffle.
The raffle?
Yeah, they've never been exposed to the raffle before. So they bought 20 raffle tickets
each.
And they were hooked from that point forward.
That's it. That's a play. Especially if you win.
Oh, they won.
If you win something in a raffle. The very first event I went to, Linda took me. We weren't married. I just come back from Iraq, and I was thinking about moving up here. She said, "Boy, we got to go to this thing. It's a... it's in Anderson, which I had no concept what Anderson was either. And we end up probably out at the fairgrounds. And I bought a raffle ticket. And my very first raffle, 2007, I won a rifle.
What?
Which I still have. Oh, it was a 17 that I use every year still out there shooting squeaks.
That's cool.
And I went, whoa, I like this raffle stuff. And yeah, no, it gets you hooked.
It does. You know, it was like an addiction with them once they got started.
Oh, there you go.
They hung on every word, every call.
Now, if you can hang on just for a couple minutes. I tell you what, we're going to take a little bit later break. Paisano Days. Let's talk Paisano Days because that's coming.
Okay, every year in Shasta County, the Sons and Daughters of Italy Lodge, located on Cedars Road, host an event called Paisano Days. And it's an event, you know, celebrating, of course, Italian heritage. And as we get closer to that event, Frank Rose and will come into the station and he'll talk
but
about
when's
that.
It going to be?
That's going to be on September 12th and 13th.
Now, that's just around the corner. Now, let me tell you about this thing. Vendors, lots of vendors, but the food, the spaghetti and meatballs and
sausage, cannolis
and all this. And you're entertained right now. They have bocce ball tournaments going on.
We have 32 bocce teams that are signed up, and it's a playoff, kind of like brackets in a basketball game.
There you go.
So that's something their whole family can come to, and they're really
enjoying. I thought we were going to kick butt last year.
Oh, you mean because you were there for media days when you were playing against other stations.
Other stations, and you were there.
Yeah, but you know, didn't
enjoy.
Did you have Steve playing for KCNR?
Steve and his wife.
Yeah.
No, they were on the other station.
Oh, that's and too bad.
He's
good.
Well, his wife killed us.
Yeah.
His wife killed us out there. And I'm like, do you guys do this? Oh, yeah, we're a member of a team. And I'm like, they're Gibson.
Well, Media Day will be the Thursday, just before the Friday and Saturday event. And
okay, so I'm telling everybody right now, I need some ringers. I need some ringers out there for this. You'll get free beer. You'll get free pizza. But you don't get to drink a lot of beer like my first team did because we killed the first people we played against a few years ago. Then my team got to the beer.
Uh-oh.
So So you can have one beer as long as we're competing, and then you can take a six back home. I don't care. But we did a lot. We did better this year. This last year, but we still got clobbered in the last one. I mean, it was if we were really paying attention.
And there's no admission charge to get
in. No, you all can come watch us make fools of ourselves out there. Okay. Pat, thank you so much. It was really interesting, especially because I knew you were out there. But when I looked at, you know, I didn't really read the, I saw the photo and I looked at it and I think I read, you know, read part of it. I thought there was rock climbing in it too, but there wasn't. It was, you all, the whole family, the whole Karch family, 21 of you. That is so cool.
And then my brother, Robert from Chico, turns out he was there. We ran into him by accident.
By accident.
And then we went.
Because he was thinking, hey, I got to be here.
He was playing music over on the river in another location later that night. So it was a good weekend. You know, folks, there's a lot to do in Shasta and Trinity County.
That's right. And it doesn't cost you a lot of money.
Nope. Nope.
You can go out there and have a great weekend, be by the river. Everybody has a great time. And maybe even find a couple $1,000 worth of gold. We'll be right back.
Travel on, there's one day here and the next day gone. Sometimes you bend, sometimes you stand, sometimes you turn your back to the wind. There's a world outside every darkened door where blues won't haunt you anymore. Where the brave are free and lovers soar, come ride with me to the distant shore. We won't hesitate to break down the garden gate. There's not much time left today.
Is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
A proud sponsor of the Reading Colt 45s.
Now open at Turtle Bay Museum, Discover Steampunk, an exhibition for all ages.
Featuring futuristic technology inspired by 19th century Victorian designs.
Steampunk reimagines steam-powered machinery and gadgets as modern inventions. Discover Steampunk is on display at Turtle Bay Museum by the Sundial Bridge in Reading.
And is produced by the Imagine Team, free for members or included with paid admission.
Discover this and much more at turtlebay.org.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hey, Redding, save big on Black Bear Diner's new basket bundles. Get your paws on a choice of sandwich, side, and drink for only $11. A great meal at a great price. Basket bundles, now available at Black Bear Diner. Be sure to stop by for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Black Bear Diner just added 4 brand new and 4 returning classics to the menu. Black Bear Diner, 2205 Hilltop Drive. Get big value and so many choices at Black Bear Diner.
Black Bear Diner.
Every year, over 200,000 cases of elder abuse are reported in California. It's estimated that out of every reported case, 24 remain unknown. Learn the signs, and if you suspect abuse and neglect or self-neglect,
physical, mental, sexual, and financial abuse in a facility or in a home. Visit ombudsman.org for more information. No abuse, report abuse. Brought to you by PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging, Long-Term Care Ombudsman.
Hey, welcome back. We were going to do a best of today at 8 o'clock since I didn't have a guest and it's Monday. But obviously we've gone past that since it's now 8:23 in the morning. And this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Regional Medical Center. If you're thinking, they've got a new process. They are like state of the art when it comes to identifying and helping people. Their procedures, like, really are state-of-the-art, like lung screening, lung nodule screening program. Lung cancer is so deadly is because they don't catch it soon enough. By the time by the time it's big enough, by the time symptoms show, it's really had a chance to get going. Well, they've got a new service over there, a new procedure to find precancerous lung nodules before they progress into lung cancer by using a computer tomographic screening at Shasta Regional. The only low-dose screening north of Sacramento. So if you have lung cancer in your – you have cancer like that, lung cancer in your family or something, and you want to get a to get screened there, they've got the ability to do that. So you can take a – you know, if you catch it early, you've got a real good chance of living a full life. They've got all the details on their website, ShastaRegional.com, and it's called the Lung Nodule Screening Program. Okay. Chris Street was on Kevin Cry's show. I think it's 8 o'clock Sunday. It's in the archives. And I'd like to have Chris on, and but for some reason there's a slight problem in having that happen, and I'm not sure exactly why. Since they talked about the need for a hospital. Why we need a, not a hospital, a,
medical school.
Medical school here. Thank you. Medical school here in Redding. And how hard it's going to be, you know, they are saying, Street and Cry are saying that it's close to the goal line and it just needs to be pushed across. Well, I need, you know, when we're talking about that, what's it mean that it's close? I know they've been talking to UC Davis. I know Cry's been talking to him about it. And I know Dr. Paul DeNuca has been behind this thing for years. And, you know, he works at UC Davis, or he did. He worked there and is an adjunct faculty there. About having a medical school in Redding, and talking with Simpson University, who has one of the best nursing programs in the nation, right here in Simpson at Simpson University, is there a way you could kind of like grow, you know, kind of, you know, using facilities and more facilities out there, putting a medical school here? And they're saying it's not just, you know, your returns are based on, if I got this right, is the people who go to school here for 4 years will have a tendency to stay here and then do residency programs around here. Now, we have some pretty robust residency programs right here in Shasta County at Shasta Regional and the health center down there for the county and over at Dignity. And they're three year, at least Shasta Regional is a 3 year program there. Saying is that we have more local people coming in, they'll have a tendency to stay here because we are in a crisis with doctors right now, as Dr. Moo said from, Shasta County Health and Human Services. Not an emergency, that's different. We're in a crisis, which means we're short 100 doctors that we should have. When it becomes an emergency, if you declare an emergency, then the state steps in and the feds step in to get us more doctors. Problem is that we're rural. And, but we're a rural county and the city has been designated as rural. However, we're too large to get a lot of those grants and everything that pushes money down to help the residencies. I think you've got to be under 50,000 people So there lies the problem. So the question is, can Shasta County afford to put a medical school here? And you, and I, trust me, you're hearing it. We had Randall Hempling on with the other side of this, that it's just, they're, you know, they had something called the Shasta County. It's the health professional. It's called SHARC. They've been looking at this for years. They spent a lot of money bringing in doctors, medical professionals in the North State here. They are looking at this with kind of a jaundiced eye, saying, well, you know what? This is going to be extremely difficult, if not impossible, to do. So, but the question is there is, but I think everybody agrees that we're short doctors. 100 doctors, 100 of the, you know, and general practitioners. And that's where, as you'll find that most of the, if you go to your doctor regularly, you know, they're doing that checkup on you and they're going to find things and then get you out to specialist. So it's early detection of things to keep you healthy. So I'm not sure. I haven't seen how do you pay for this? And you were there. You listened to the show. Grants? Are there grants out there that would give you millions and millions of dollars?
So some of those grants, Chris Street was talking about Simpson being on the cusp or the border of the city. And yeah. If I hear it right, if you build even what he called across the street, nearby, outside the city,
yeah,
that qualifies you for the grants, if I understood correctly.
Okay, so it would be, so you'd build on the campus of Bethel.
Yeah, as long as you build outside the city. You know, and then the other, I didn't hear anything about Redding Rancheria.
I'm just kidding about that.
Well, what about the Redding Rancheria factor?
Okay,
with their medical stuff.
Well, here's Redding Rancheria that seems to have no problem recruiting doctors and health professionals and specialists. So what did they do? And we had Glenn Hayward on. It's easy. They, you know, they recruit them, they bring them up here, they pay them a real livable salary. And all they do is, what doctors want to do is practice medicine. That's all they want to do. They don't want to worry about HR. They don't want to worry about, here it is, I planned on the weekend taking my kids and my family up to Lewiston and we're going to camp out all weekend and all this. They don't have to worry about that. They go in there and they work, they take care of their patients, and they go home. And that appeals to so many doctors. So see, there's got to be, they've got to bring Redding Rancheria and at least their expertise on how you do this and how we bring them in. Because those doctors they hire have got wives, and this is what you, or excuse me, spouses. Because this is what you hear. Here's the problem. It's getting the spouses up here. Because a lot of times the spouses will come and they have jobs. But they don't, but there's no industry here that they can get a job doing. That kind of, you know, maybe the same kind of work. Or maybe they're into, you know, okay, they're stay-at-home spouses. You know, and then you get into, if they're coming from larger cities, let's just face it, we don't have a Nordstrom's. We don't have a, 10 gold star restaurants around here. We got a lot of good restaurants, but you know what I mean? So that you'd have to, you know, multiply, you know, places like Nello's and, Carlene's by 10 or 15. Have those around here that were viable to kind of, you know, for that activities. Now, if you can get them here, and they, you know, if they enjoy the outdoors, they're never going to live or leave. But they've got to have that kind of mindset. Hey, we can go out to the lake this week. Oh, my gosh. And the kids want to go to Whiskey Town and they want to go out to Lake Shasta. They want to go for a horseback ride. Or, hey, we're going to be skiing up at Mount Shasta. There's so many great things about the North State. But you've got to somehow get them here long enough.
And you
to convince them.
Carl, you want the right kind of growth here.
Oh, yeah.
Not the wrong kind of growth that everybody's critical of, understandably.
Yeah.
And we were just talking about traffic being so great.
Well,
but if we had medical doctors around, that's the right kind of growth.
I tell you what. If you had the doctors and you get the doctors to stay so that you've got a viable medical community, that brings in more people. There's no reason in the world except, okay, I'm not going to be negative about this, but there's no reason in the world we couldn't have a vibrant retirement community. I mean, in their own beautifully done neighborhood, you know, out there, like a kind of a mini Sun City.
Oh, yeah.
You get 150 houses out there.
You were talking about that with House of Realty.
Yeah. We have got everything here for that, except we've got to have a strong medical community to support that.
That makes sense.
And we are over time here. So, hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, across the parking lot from the old Lucky Millers. Founded in 1960, been in the same location since 1967. And it is a barbershop. It's not a hair salon. This is a place to go in, get a great haircut, hear some real pleasant conversation, watch old game shows on the TV if that's what you want, and walk out with a great haircut and feeling good. I make appointments with them. I just call 530-244-9478, talk to Tim or Logan, set up a date and time that works for me. I roll in, get my haircut, and leave. Or sometimes I get in early, sit down, chit-chat with everybody, catch up on my golf magazines and Car and Track, then get a haircut and leave. It's a great place. It's man's last stronghold, my friends. Cypress Square Barbershop. And we'll be right back. 8:34 in the morning. And let's talk gas prices when we get back. Because, the University of Southern California put out a study that just, it made me sweat. I'll be right back. Would you let it ride?
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Summer travel is here, and it can be tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or road grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Hi, this is Sue McClain from the Sue McClain NewsHour on KCNR. And I want to tell you about Kevin Wall Allstate Insurance at 2861 Churn Creek Road, Sweeby. A few years ago, my daughter's car was stolen, and my first thought was, where do I begin? Well, my first call, Kevin Wall Allstate Insurance at 530-222-2306. They walked me through the process and made it so much easier. So if you're looking for insurance for your auto, home, life, or business, call Kevin Wall Allstate Insurance at 530-222-2306.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
This season, Hunter Roofing is stepping up to the plate. As proud sponsors of Colt 45's baseball, we're cheering on every home run and keeping your home protected.
From storm repairs to full replacements, trust the pros who bring quality to every job. Hunter Roofing, where quality meets the sky. Support local, keep your home in winning shape, and root for the Colt 45s. Visit hunterroofing.org today.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Good morning, Reading. Hope everybody's doing well. Today, the 30th of June, 8:38 in the morning. It's going to be hot today, 101. But they're saying there's a 20% chance of showers before 11 p.m. tonight. Yeah. And tomorrow, 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms after 11 a.m. tomorrow with a high of 102. And then chance for Tuesday night showers, thunderstorms. Yeah, I don't know. It's, you know, it's a low around 75 tomorrow night. I'm not sure about that, about thunderstorms. Do you feel like that? I mean,
no.
I have metal parts in my body that usually start to ache.
Maybe
when
in the mountains.
Starts. But I haven't. They feel pretty good today. So, maybe in the mountains. Yeah. Hey, weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, locally operated. Discounts for seniors and veterans, 530-365-2793. Okay, tomorrow, gas goes up. Everybody talks about the price of gas is going down and all this. And, by the way, the, price of oil dropped dramatically after the strike in Iran. So the gas price has been going down, but tomorrow California's going to make up for that by adding state excise tax will increase from 59.6 cents per gallon to 61.2 cents per gallon. Part of an annual adjustment for inflation. Okay, you go 2 cents. You know, they will it's a death of a thousand cuts, right? Because that goes up, then the price of food's going to go up, then the price of services goes up, then the price of everything goes up, two cents worth, right? It was that booing? Was there booing there?
I heard some booing.
Okay, can you play that booing again, louder? Yeah. Boo! Okay, you think it's bad now. Hang on. Get in, sit down, hold my beer, because here it comes. The California Air Resources Board is rolling out stricter rules under its low-carbon fuel standards, which requires fuel producers to cut the carbon emissions from their products more sharply than ever before. The 2025 benchmark requires a 22.75% cut in carbon intensity from 2010 levels, a sharp increase from the previous goal of 20% by 2030. Yay. Now, who is CARB? They're not elected. They're just kind of appointed officials. This may be one of those things where they're appointed for life, and the only way they get out of there is if they die in the office. Okay. To meet these targets, companies will need to blend more expensive clean fuels or buy emissions credits. These costs are expected to be passed down to drivers. Oh, really? Not only to drivers. So I've got my diesel truck. I'm bringing in groceries. 3 times a week I'm making that run. 5 times a week I'm making that run into Redding. It's costing me another 2 cents per gallon. But now CARB has gotten into it. Two major refineries, Phillips 66, as we have talked about, in Los Angeles and Vallejo in Benicia, announced they will close by the end of next year. The closures will reduce the number of gasoline producers in the state from 9 to 7, which could trigger a sharp spike in fuel prices. Could? That's 20% of the gasoline-making capacity in California. In California is leaving 20%. University of Southern California professor Michael Misch did an analysis of all this. His projections indicate gas could hit. Are you ready for this? $6.43 per gallon after the first closure, and up to $8.43 once both refineries are offline, with even higher prices possible under volatile market conditions. So, what's that mean? These changes could raise gas prices as much as 6 to 10 cents per gallon. But some experts warn the increase could be even higher. I mean, we're already paying the highest gas prices in the nation.
Don't let this get out to the tourists who might want to visit California.
Why is this important? We exceed the national average by over a dollar a gallon, first of all. A dramatic surge, as we have talked about, could deepen California's cost of living crisis, strain working families, and reverberate through a broader economy. The University of Pennsylvania report projected the changes to be 65% or 65 cents per gallon in the near term and 85 cents by 2030. And they, the Republican minority leader, Brian Jones, wants to start a petition urging lawmakers to repeal what he called an unfavorable 65 cent gas price hike. As of Thursday morning, the petition had 29,000 signatures, 21,000 short of its target. What they just to get it on a, I don't know. But here's where we are. We're here at a break, but here's where we are. It's going to go up tomorrow, any way you look at it, 2.1 cents. Okay? So that goes up 2.1 cents. But you've got to look a year from now when those refineries are offline and we still have the same carb with the same standards, it could go up 65, 70 cents a gallon more. So now you're running at $5 a gallon. So now you're running at $5.65. And in some cases, when it gets short, it's going to be running $6 easily. At the same time, you walk across the border, drive across the border, and then it's going to be $2 a gallon cheaper. $2 a gallon cheaper in Nevada, Arizona, or Oregon. And then the further east you go, they're still paying $2 and something, cents a gallon. And we're paying just drive around town. I think the cheapest gas in town, if I heard Sue right this morning, was like $3.85. Something like that. It was $3.85. And we've got to take a break because I want to talk about, we're talking about gas prices. What's it mean for this weekend when people are traveling? Because a lot of people travel on the 4th of July. Hey, take a deep breath, refill your coffee cups, and join us right after this break.
Every year, over 200,000 cases of elder abuse are reported in California. It's estimated that out of every reported case, 24 remain unknown. Learn the signs, and if you suspect abuse and neglect or self-neglect, physical, mental, sexual, and financial abuse in a facility or in a home, visit ombudsman.org for more information. No abuse, report abuse. Brought to you by PSA2 Area Agency on Aging, Long-Term Care Ombudsman.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutoBody.com.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Oxum, Ecuadorian Sumatra wrapper, Connecticut broadleaf binder, Nicaraguan filler, and ultimately a masterpiece cigar from the A.J. Fernandez factory. Complexity defines this stick. Notes of black pepper, cocoa, hickory, and nutmeg. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Yeah, that's pretty mellow. Considering I am going to jack everybody up here in the next 10 minutes. Good morning. Welcome back. It's our last segment for the 30th of June. Last day of June. Welcome back to the show on Free Fire Radio with Carl and the Bot. Streaming live at KCNR1460.com. If you ever want to go back and listen to the archives, too, just go to KCNR1460.com, look at programming, and find the show you want to listen to. And we archive only our local shows. We don't do the baseball games, even though I guess we kind of do the baseball games, but it's not official. But if you want to hear our show, you want to hear any of the Sunday shows, any of the evening shows, they're right on our website, and you can go back and listen to it. I was just talking about gas prices, and we're going to kind of finish. The AAA, the American Automobile Association, expecting a record-breaking number of travelers during Independence Day week, with more than 72 million people projected to travel 50 miles or more from home. We're going to be part of that. An increase of 1.7 million compared to last year. In California, close to 9 million residents are set to travel, marking an increase of nearly 182,000 from 2024. 61 million people will travel by car, setting a new record. In California, more than 7 million people will hit the road. All right. Now, I'm looking at the AAA fuel prices from across the nation as of today. Today's AAA national average is $3.18 nationwide. California, $4.60 average. And right here in Shasta, they break it down. If you go to the website, gasprices.aaa.com, it's really interesting because you can look in here and you can see that up here in Shasta County, our average, according to this, is $4.39 a gallon in Shasta County. However, if you go over to Trinity County, it's $5.28 a gallon. And, gosh, you see we don't have any low prices here in town. I think the blue would be the lowest ones, and that is in Kings County, it's $4.41 a gallon. That's the lowest it goes. However, if you go back into the national average, and I was wrong. I said that Nevada's $1.02. No, it's not. It's $3.79 a gallon in Nevada. It's $4 and 5 cents in Oregon. Still 60 cents cheaper. And then when you get into Arizona, it's $3.20 a gallon. New Mexico is $2.90 a gallon. And Texas is $2.70 a gallon, $2.75 a gallon. So it is still. Now, when you look at, we're adding 2.1 cents to this tomorrow, it goes up. And then, as we just talked about, 65 to 85 cents per gallon, running the prices up into the sixes. Let's go to the phones. Chris, good morning.
Good morning, Carl.
Yeah, buddy.
To look at this issue with the gas and taxes, we got to live our lives like a parasite, like we have in Sacramento. Because parasites feed off the host till the host gets so compromised and the host dies.
Yeah.
What's the last thing that goes on when they raise the price of gas? Sales tax.
Sales tax.
If you take gas from $2 a gallon to $4 a gallon, you just doubled the amount of sales tax coming in off gasoline.
Yeah.
How big of a segment of our economy is fuel?
Well, the thing.
It's huge.
Yeah, well, they're doing it like this 2.1 cent, you know, that's an increment. But if this thing in 2026 happens, when the two oil refineries goes down, we're not talking 2 cents a gallon. We're talking 65 to 85 cents per gallon and more. And then, I mean, then you go from your average of, $4.79 or something like that, let's just say $4.80, add 80 cents onto that. Now you're at $5.60 a gallon, and that's if everything's working right.
Now, I don't know where sales tax is added to gasoline. I don't know if it's at the base price when they take it out of the refinery, or is the sales tax gone after all the other stuff.
No.
But still, if your base cost of gasoline, because of the loss of refineries, and, you know, the demand or the supply is going to go down, so the price is going to go up.
Yeah.
So if the base price of gasoline goes from $2 to $4,
yeah,
now you put on the sales tax.
Yeah.
You just doubled the sales tax revenue.
Yep.
To the state.
Yep.
I mean,
well, from what I understand, part of that gas tax is going to, because it's for infrastructure, is going to that train from nowhere.
Oh, don't even get started on that, Carl.
No, I won't, but I just thought I'd make your day. I thought I'd start your week off.
But, no, it's just you'd have to follow the increments and where, you know, all the other tentacles of the parasite and where it's attacking the host. They're attacking in so many different directions, the host is going to die.
I remember what Dennis Miller said when he still had a radio show. He said, the day that California takes more money from me than I can keep is the day I'm going to move.
Well, we're already there. If you're in a higher bracket between the state and the Fed, you're almost 52%.
Yeah, yeah.
With the 39%.
And the thing is a lot of it is so insidious because it's like the gas tax. I mean, it's like the gas tax, and you can't see what we're getting back from it. And there's, you know, and look, and another tax here, oh, they're going to raise 2% here and all that. Here's why it's insidious, is because it's done, you know, it's like putting a frog in the old frog in the pan of water, and you just keep turning the heat up. I had a friend that moved from Escondido, California, to Wyoming, all right? He wanted to move to Wyoming, his kids were there and all that. He told me, he called me, he said, I got a $20,000 a year raise moving to Wyoming.
Just in taxes.
Taxes. His property taxes, his sales taxes, his gas taxes, all the taxes, when you add them on, it was like a $20,000 a year raise. And they wonder why people are leaving California. That's why. They don't have to do another thing, and they can get, let's just say, an extra $1,000 a month. Without doing anything except moving.
Yeah. And the obvious question is, where the hell does all the money go?
Well, see, now that is a wonderful question. Because let's look. That's a wonderful question. You know, people back in the feds were doing this Doge thing, trying to figure out where the money went, and they were horrible people. Oh, what do you mean they're spending this? Oh, no, we need this. They actually don't know where $27 billion that went to help the homeless. They had programs they spent tens of millions of dollars on and did not track it. They don't know what worked. This is our state of California. How many billions of dollars are being spent out there, and they have no concept? of even did this program actually work? How about the programs that did work? Were they given, oh, okay, this worked, let's give them more money and get rid of these? They don't do it like that. It's green crack to those people down there. They are so, they're stuck on it. They've got the unions up their butt. They've got lobbyists, you know, taking them out, spending thousands of dollars on them weekly. I mean, this is just, it's so far out of control at this point, in my opinion.
Well, you look at it at the federal level, and, you know, DOGE was a good concept, and I don't know what went bad there and why it's faulting the way it is. But I would almost bet every dollar in my pocket that if you took 40% of the employees at the federal government and got rid of them and laid them off, we would not see a single change in the services that we have.
Well,
but we'd see 40% in the expenses.
Well, what about having a, what about just having a furlough day once a month? How much
without
money?
Pay.
Without pay? How much could we? How much could we say? Anyway, we have to run. We have run out of time, Chris. Thanks so much for your phone call. We have to go. You bet. Okay. Hey, tomorrow, O2 Staffing, O2 Employment joins us. They're always great with, and they've got a list of things they're going to talk about that if you're a businessman, you might want to check out tomorrow because they have got a lot of stuff they're going to be talking about. It's going to be impacting on us. I hope that your July is going to be great. This is the week to celebrate our independence, my friends. Hard fought, and we're still fighting for that independence every day. Don't give up. God bless America.
Friends from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.